I was up every morning at 5 o'clock. We had our breakfast at 6, and we'd have our dinner right at 12 o'clock at noon, and our supper at 6 in the evening. My day was spent with cooking and fixing extra food like cake, pie, cookies, things that way, and all of my washing and ironing and sewing. And we had no electricity. I had to do all of my ironing with a hot fire in my range stove, stand there and iron all of my clothes with a hand iron and heat it on the stove. I had no electric washer. My washing all had to be done on the washboard and in a tub, and I would have to boil my clothes to keep them looking nice and white, and everything had to be hung on the line outside. In the winter time, we had no basement in our home, and I would have to hang the clothes out, and if it was freezing weather, and let them freeze dry. You maybe wouldn't think they would, but after they'd hang for so long and freezing, they'd get dry. And then I'd have to bring them in, and if there was a little dampness, I would have to hang them on the back of chairs or things until they dried enough so that I could iron them. If I could have had my freezer, my washer and dryer, my electric stove and things that I have now, just think how much easier my work would have been. We didn't have it. But the following year, after we left out there in 1932, they put electricity out on the Clarkston Flat, and all of the neighbors out there had electricity. One thing we did have was a telephone, which I enjoyed.
I bet you did. You still enjoy that.
Mrs. Ingram, one of my neighbors, I just loved her like a mother of mine. And she used to rubber on me a lot when people would call me on the telephone. And
what does rubber mean?
She'd take a receiver down and she'd listen.
Oh.
And one time Uncle Will called me up and he told me a little story over the telephone. I can't remember now just what it was. After he hung up, she called me. She said, "Bruce," she says, "I was listening to you, and if I was you, I believe I'd kill that guy." And I said, "Oh, if you was around him like I was, you'd get used to the things that he'd tell me." And I can't remember what the story was, but it was a little funny one. And one year, Leonard butchered 25 head of hogs. He and Mr. Euler and Mr. Albach was kind of running three places together out there, and so many men to cook for, and we rendered out 80 gallon of lard, and my sausage, I would pack them in gallon jars, pour hot lard over the top of them, and in the spring, when I needed it, I'd open that up. I'd keep it out in the cellar where it was cold. I had one room in the cellar just to purpose for my fruit, cream and butter, and our meat, when we kept our meat. When I started in raising my family, you could buy no baby clothes, only little shirts, stockings, and little shoes. I had to buy the material, hem all of their diapers, make all of their little gowns and their dresses and everything. And it was up until the time Verla and Mary were about old enough to go to high school that you could begin to buy clothes for girls already made. Up until the time Verla and Mary were high school age, I used to buy all the material and make all of their dresses, their underclothes, their slips and everything. You could buy shoes and stockings for them, and that was all. And the baby's clothes, everything. And take tablecloths and napkins. You couldn't even buy tablecloths and napkins at that time. You had to buy them by the yardage and hem them and fix them all yourself. I've often wondered at the way I worked cooking three big meals a day for three and four hired men, canning all of my fruit, raising chickens to sell eggs. One year I raised 83 turkeys, and around Christmas time, the most of them, I dressed them and had them ready for sale, and two and a half was the most I ever got for any of my turkeys, and a few of them I sold them, and the people killed them and dressed them themselves. But I used to make butter. I'd sell from 25 to 30 pounds of butter a week and have eggs, and I had my butter customers that bought my butter and eggs from me, and I didn't have to take it to the store. And I used to can as high as 1,000 quarts of fruit, besides all of the jam and jelly that I made.